Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. Just letting you know that we're on for tonight. Hope that you're doing fine. And hope that you are ready for the conversation that we're going to have tonight around the International Black Summit. So, let's see. 3, 1, 2, 5, 9, 3, 47. All right, we're going to do a little dialing for dollars here. See if we can get a hold of Miss Bird. And meantime, I'm going to have the International Black Summit Declaration.
Thank you for calling. This is Henrietta Bird. Please call back. Thank you again for calling. This is Henrietta Bird. Please call back again.
Okay. All right, she's not picking up. Please call in. We're live on the air. Let's see. So, the International Black Summit, we are going to Guyana next year. So let me read you the declaration. We declare the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wealth of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. April 18th, 2017. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. So let me try this one more time. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can get Miss Bird on the line. Look at things inside the conversation today. We're looking at you know, what makes up the summit, how is the summit provided, what's the current conversation that the summit resides within the summit. So let's look at all of that good stuff and see what's possible. Well, hello there, Henrietta Bird. We can hear you. Your mic is open and on. Can you hear us? We can hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah.
So how's it going? What's going on in the Windy City?
Ooh, just walking in the door. And it was almost 80 degrees today. So everybody is, you know, excited and feeling good and no coats or jackets and driving with their tops down and, you know, because I think it's going to be cold tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually, we had a pretty good day here as well, in that it went up to the 70s, and of course everybody, it was only supposed to go up to 60, 62, but it was warm enough that it might have been closer to 70s, but everybody was enjoying the weather. So we've had 2 or 3 days of really nice weather. So similar to what you guys are doing in Chicago, we are certainly rejoicing and enjoying it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
well,
yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about some International Black Summit news. The early bird special registration, early bird special registration for the annual summit event has been extended to May 31st. So you actually have about 30, 40 more days to take advantage of the special. And the special consists of what the specials are, lower prices than the regular registration. There's also a way to register a family or a group. And a family is considered whoever you consider your family. So it could be three of your good friends. It could be three people that you don't consider friends, acquaintances. But if you want to register as a group, there's a family rate for that. If you just go to blacksummit.org and click register now, all of that information will be available for you. The regular rate, which is $250 for adults, is $100. $125 for adults. And, there's a senior rate, there's a young adult rate, all of that. But all of them are discounted until May 31st. So take advantage of the early bird rate and register and pay for the annual summit event in Guyana. We are looking, I heard today that we are looking for 200 youth to be there from Guyana. There's a youth group, and a gentleman wants to bring his youth group. And so those people who won't be attending, if you would like to make a contribution for food for the youth that will be coming, please just go to blacksummit.org and click donate, or we have a PayPal account there, and you can just donate whatever you would like, as it will contribute to the food for the youth that would like to come, or that are intending to come, I should say. So the annual summit event, again, is in Guyana, South America, and that is the first weekend in August. You have to be there on Thursday if you've never done the summit before for the prerequisite. And if you've done the summit, if you've attended the summit, the annual summit event, or you've taken the prerequisite, the summit's prerequisite, then you don't have to be there until Thursday night for the opening ceremonies. So there's a lot of other activity going on in Guyana, so you want to go online and check it out and see just how early you want to arrive in Guyana before the summit starts, because they're celebrating in Guyana, and it's I want to say it the way it is, and I'm not sure, but the celebration is not it begins like July 31st, I think, and it's like an Independence Day type celebration. I'm not sure if that's what they call it, but there's some other celebrations that are going on earlier that week. So you might want to go in early. You do need a passport. And you also, if you're coming from other countries, you might need a visa. If you need a visa letter, you know, just go to blacksummit.org and email us and let us know. You can even, you know, there's a phone number that you can call also. So if your country requires a letter so that you can get a visa, you know, please let us know as soon as possible so that we can get the letters to you. And again, that's the first weekend in August, the very first weekend in August every year. And this year it's in Guyana, South America. Back to you, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to going to Guyana. And Oren and Susan are there now. And they had a summit share, I believe, right? Or a prerequisite.
They had a summit share on Saturday. Saturday. And they'll be having other ones also. So if you would like to learn about the summit, you know, just stay tuned or just check our website, because the information will be on the website about summit shares, about
right, that's www.blacksummit.org. So www.blacksummit.org. So that's the website, and check it out for information. Henrietta talked about the youth summit. There's a young adult summit, and then there's a regular adult space. So we've got three spaces of the summit that are geared by age group that will be conducted simultaneously during that event. So we've got a space for youth, we've got a space for young adults who can either choose to be with the young adults or could be with the adult program, depending on where their comfort level is and what they see and what they're up to achieving. So we've got three possibilities of ways of participating, and we look forward to for you to sort that out for yourself, and we'll support you in sorting that out and having the best, most powerful interactions and insights throughout the summit event. And again, as we mentioned, if you do not have to take the summit's prerequisite course, you're required to be there Thursday night for the opening session, which is open to the public, and then we get to work on Friday. So we always have an opening event at the host city in order to invite folks from the city, the current city, to just join us as we open up the festivities of the International Black Summit in that particular town. And then on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, we begin the summit process and the summit, the first days of the summit. And so we have that all day Friday, all day Saturday, and Sunday till completion. So each day is until completion. And depending on where we see or where we're left to do the work that's left to do, will determine how late that we go in all three of those days. And, you know, the summit is a wonderful opportunity for you to really look to see, you know, what is it that you have to contribute to the world and the black community. And, you know, participants bring it to being their vision for the future for the black community and the world. And so you really will begin to hone in that conversation. So we look forward to that. We are there to facilitate. We're not to lead or to teach you, but we're there to investigate along with you what's possible. And so inside of that investigation, that we both learn something about ourselves that we hadn't learned previously. So for us as facilitators, we're there listening for the opportunity and what's going to get generated inside of the conversation in this moment that will open up a space for us as a people going forward inside of the conversations that we are. And just so you know, part of the conversation that we're in, you know, we always have a question. We have a declaration or a question. And the question this year for the 2016-2017 International Black Summit question, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So that's the question that we've been embarking on. And we've been looking at all of the things that are brought up inside of that conversation. So one of the things that I know for myself, as we look and we've been discussing the last couple of weeks, is we've been looking at the rage and fear that is prevalent around the planet right now. And given that, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So one of the things that I notice and I see, and I've engaged in conversation with Henrietta, is how am I keeping myself true to my commitment to what I see as the vision and the purpose that I have inside of the turmoil that exists around me, the turmoil and the chaos that is present around nations fighting, warring, talking, bombing, the brutality that exists out in the world. Who and what do I need to be in order to make transformation available in the universe? So what stand am I going to take around me to do my part inside of this conversation? So I have to embrace all aspects of myself, and I need to include that rage, not try to diffuse it, not to try to on top of it. So that rage and fear is part of the, you know, what I need to be going through in order to determine what's available for the transformation of the universe. So it is there to have me be awake to what is that fear and rage, and who do I need to go through and who do I need to be inside the conversation of the transformation of the universe. Back to you, Henrietta.
Lynn, thanks. You know, you reminded me of experiences that I've had, these recent experiences. You know, you heard me talk about this 40-day cleanse that was so powerful this Lenten season. And it was so much letting go that I wonder, you know, how had I been walking around carrying all of that stuff? And it's real interesting. And what was really interesting is how it takes place, how it takes up residence in my body. And when I started letting go of things, and people and situations, you know, and I stopped holding people hostage based on my definition of whatever. My definition of friendship or my definition of relationship or my definition of colleague. You know, and how one must be to be a friend of mine or a colleague of mine, right, or in a relationship with me. Like, what came up was a lot of rage and a lot of fear around those things and these expectations that I noticed that I had, and I'm facilitating this 40-day, but there are these expectations that I noticed. I noticed that we all had in the whole group. And it came to me, Glenn, during one of the sessions, that much of our rage and much of our fear is based on what they call in Landmark, they call it thwarted expectation, right? And
thwarted expectation or intention, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, and what's so funny about it is we make up all of these things. Like, we expect, we wrote a list. What do you expect someone you consider? What are your expectations of someone you consider a friend? And we have a list. If you ask anybody that, they have a list. Well, they do this, they're loyal, they, you know, I mean, just all kinds of things that we make up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after we got the list clean, then here's the question. When you became friends with that person, did you sit them down and say, this is what I expect of you?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be friends. Mm-hmm. This is what I expect of you. No, we don't do that. But we have those expectations. That whole list is in our head. It's in our heart. And the moment any of those expectations are not adhered to or not manifested appropriately based on our definition, we're upset and ready to kick the person to the curb. You know, ready to end the relationship, ready to end the friendship, ready to not eat lunch with them. Okay, what, you know, just separate ourselves.
Yeah.
Or be upset about it and not say anything. And never, you know, never did we sit the person down, like, you know, like they do, like an employee handbook. You know, or like ground rules. You know how we do ground rules and the summit. We don't do that. But we have the same expectation as if we do. And so much of our anger and our fear that we have to embrace comes from things like that. And so it was just amazing how much of that was present this year. And it was also amazing how when we started to release it, all of the symptoms that come up, people start coughing and sneezing and, you know, just
wow.
All kinds of ways that let us know that these expectations, these thwarted expectations, these whatever you want to call it, had, you know, the rage and the anger had turned into different things. And when it was released, it was like we had the flu. You know, that those are those kind of symptoms. And I mean, it took a week or so to get it all up and out. And there's still a little residue, you know, from time to time. And so it's really, really important that as we embrace all aspects of ourselves, including rage and fear, that we pay attention to what our rage is about, what our fear is about, what our disappointment is about, you know, so that we can get it up from our subconscious mind to our conscious mind, and we can let it go. Back to you, Corinne.
Yeah, that's powerful, because, you know, one of the discoveries of the International Black Summit for myself is the ability to notice, and this is one of our distinctions, but it's also a consequence of the self-perspective listening and looking that we do, such that we begin to notice and be aware of what's causing us discomfort, what's causing this rage, this anger, this upset. And when in Henrietta's example, what she realized is that those were self-inflicted wounds. And I know for myself, when I look, the hurt and the feelings, the ill feelings that I have are usually caused by myself.
Glenn, are you still there?
My upset. What's the cause of my upset? Yes. And so the cause of my upset oftentimes has to do with what I put on myself and what I've made up about situations and about things that I have control over, but yet haven't necessarily communicated that fully. So again, the International Black Summit, the process that we go through inside of this question begins to give us some facility around it so that we can discover and distinguish those issues that are ourself and those that are distinct from people around us. I know for myself, prior to doing the summit, and even now after doing the summit, my tendency is to point out there to those people and them that are causing the rage and the fear and the pain and the suffering. But oftentimes, as we point the finger in one direction, we've got three fingers pointing back at ourselves. And so the opportunity always shows up for me inside of, what am I doing? How am I being the cause of that? And being conscious that I am making a choice about what I think about, and that I could actually, in some cases, choose something different. So, of course, that's a very sophisticated way of looking at the conversation, and you don't get that right away. But you first begin to notice where you are around the upset and what's causing the upset. And then inside of that upset, you begin to determine that it's you that's making the decision to be upset. And then at some point in time, I begin to look at, oh, wait a minute. If I'm causing my own upset, then at what point am I choosing it? And then what else is available for me to choose at that point in time? But that takes time. You don't just get there from ground zero, so you have to work your way there. So it's like anything else. This self-reflection, self-discovery is part of the training that takes place at the International Black Summit through facilitation that allows me to see and notice that I have choice and that I may not be choosing what I'm committed to inside of the conversation of my vision and my purpose. And I can begin to then look and see what are the actions that are consistent with my commitment. Because sometimes I don't even choose the actions that are consistent with what I'm committed to, and don't know that I don't choose it. Because I think that I'm choosing that, but in reality I'm not. So there's a whole another level of consciousness that becomes available inside of this, the context of the International Black Summit that's being provided for me to look and to be self-reflective in my looking. So I said a whole lot. I'm going to give it back to Henrietta speak a little bit more about it or to decipher, you know, what's next in the conversation. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Lena. You know, I just want to acknowledge the work of the International Black Summit because it's deep, you know, and it's real. It's so real. I guess that's the word, you know. And it's like once you're in the conversation and once you've met your group, keep in contact with your group, you keep in contact with the conversation, you know, and you keep in contact with the work all the time. It's interesting to explain, you know, it's real interesting, you know, when I think about it. 20, we're going into our 27th year of a conversation that was created by people of Black African descent. And listened for by a group of people who were committed to having transformation take place in their communities. 27 years later, the conversation is still moving on and it's still unfolding. It is probably the most spiritual experience. It's one of the most spiritual experience I've ever had, and I've been in church all my life. You know, but it's different, you know, because it keeps one connected to themselves at all times. And it's, you know, what you bring, if you bring your listening, if you bring your speaking, if you go to the mic and you share, you know, if you support someone else who's going, if you do it virtually, if you do the summit virtually, you know, if you do it in person, it works. And it works because you work it, you know. You work it with your listening, you work it with your communication, you know, you work it with your volunteer, your volunteering. It's just a wonderful space, a wonderful space. And I just encourage those of you who have never attended a summit to put that on your things to do this year and join us in Guyana. As we continue this conversation about embracing all aspects of ourselves, including rage and fear, and taking a look to see what is available for the transformation of the universe as we do that. And so we're taking responsibility, we're being accountable for our part in shifting whatever the universe is asking us to shift as a collective group. So join us August 3rd through the 6th in Guyana, South America. Glenn, back to you.
Yeah, you know, I'm left with, if you don't bring anything to this conversation, you won't get much out of it.
Uh-huh.
It really is about you doing the work with yourself, you know, doing the rigorous work in terms of what is it that you want to get out of this conversation. You know, where are you stuck? Where are you feeling less than fully effective? You know, what is the area that you're seeking a breakthrough in? You know, that's what you want to bring to this conversation and really open up your creativity, your full self-expression, your ability to transcend beyond what you think is possible. See, you begin to work inside of yourself, inside of other people working inside of themselves. And there's something contagious about that conversation is when people around you are causing themselves to have breakthrough, it also causes you to look in a way that you hadn't looked previously. And inside of that context that you've just created for yourself, you begin to look differently. I love the expression from Dr. Wayne Dyer. And it's in his book called Intention, The Power of Intention.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things. Sorry. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. Let me say that again.
Yep.
Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. And so we're very much inside of that conversation for ourselves. And when we begin to look at ourselves as the world leaders, as the change agents that we are for our community, and the opportunity to impact community development, community leadership, community change, you begin to look at what is going to take you to the next level. And I promise you, you'll bring that to this conversation. That's what's available to get broken up and to get expanded and to get fulfilled. This conversation I've been in since the beginning, 27 years ago, and I'm still in the conversation, just as eager, just as aggressively looking to create opportunities for myself each year that I didn't have previous. And these questions and the facilitation causes me to look and be different. And it's inside of that looking to be different and causing a breakthrough has things begin to show up that I hadn't considered previously, that I may have overlooked, that I may have had a particular way of thinking about that thing that was restrictive. And the International Black Summit is an opportunity for me to look, change the way I look at things, and the things I look at also begin to change. And so it's that change which is then causes the opportunity and the possibility of something new and different being applied to those same things that I've been working on. So it's like peeling away layers of an onion. You peel away the layer and say, oh, a new discovery, a new way of being. Awesome. Then you peel back again. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. There's another new possibility and piece of awesomeness. And wait a minute. If I peel again, I'll get another version of that conversation. As I take deeper and deeper cuts of that conversation and begin to reveal things to myself that I hadn't seen before. Because, see, this is not about somebody doing it to you. This is about you discovering for yourself who you are and what you are and what you're up to in a most powerful way. So, Henrietta, I'm going to throw it back to you, and let's go from there.
Glenn, I like what you said about another piece of awesomeness. You know, we were talking about that tonight, about the awesomeness of spirit, you know, and how spirit just continues to manifest through us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just continues to manifest through us, unless we just stop it with our stuff, you know, with our anger and our fear and our belief in these different things that are unlike perfection, you know. But another piece of awesomeness is like, you know, it's like enjoying this day, this beautiful, beautiful day, not thinking about tomorrow, you know, but just right now, today, and just like looking at, like I was just thinking about, Glenn, you being there 27 years ago, and how we were being 27 years ago and how we are now. And how we take the principles that we learn at the summit, or the distinctions, I should say, that we learn in the summit, and we allow those distinctions to unfold in our lives. Now, so I was thinking about, and I want to ask you a question, Vivian, about what was the first distinction that you remember taking on back in the beginning?
I would say that the first thing that when I walked into the summit space and saw all those beautiful black folks sitting in the room inside of a discussion of generating community, I got present to the power of community.
Okay.
I got present to the awesomeness of black people working together for a common good on a level that I had not seen, heard, or participated before that conversation. So when I walked in and I said who I was and that I was from New York, there was already knowing of who I was in the room that people said, oh, that's the brother from New York who had, you know, who we had created this group called People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And what we were doing inside of Landmark was organizing ourselves around training black folks inside Landmark's technology to be leaders. And here we are in an international conversation from people all over the world that are in the same conversation about empowering black communities around the world. So I got community internationally as a conversation. In that moment. Back to you, Henrietta. Thank you.
And that was in Atlanta, right?
That was in Atlanta. I didn't arrive on Friday. I arrived Saturday morning. Matter of fact,
okay.
Claudette Faison and I took a flight together, and we arrived early that morning. And, of course, introduced ourselves to the space, to the 122 people that were already inside of the conversation of community. So, you know, when I think about power in that room at that time, and then I'm sitting in my community here in Southeast Queens, and being challenged by the rage and the anger and the frustration of people not being clear and in touch with their vision, it becomes an aha moment for me, because it's like, oh, the people in the room at the first summit were clear that they had some intentionality around it, but they didn't know what it looked like and how it was going to be manifested. Just like in the community, people don't know how it's going to get manifested and don't know what's possible and don't have the privilege and the opportunity and the possibility of a process to get them cleared. And so the opportunity is to be able to take the work, the process of the work, to be able to take it to all, back to all our communities, and begin to provide that process as a clearing for us to be present to what is it that we're up to, what is our vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, we all have a vision for our community that is, that crosses, that is, I like the word cross-pollinated. So there's nothing unique about what I have versus what you have versus what the next person has. But very rarely is it articulated in a way that we all can buy into it. And there's something very, very powerful about the ability to hear ourselves inside of a conversation that frees us up to be who we are in the conversation.
Yeah.
Because normally we are, well, my version of the conversation is better than your version of the conversation, so I should get the limited resources that are available, as opposed to we're all in the same conversation. What's the possibility of us working together to make this conversation possible? Very, very different energy. And again, let's go back to that statement. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. You know, that's the powerfulness of that quote. But I also say that that's the powerfulness of us getting present to who we are as a people, and then using that collective knowledge, that collective economics, that collective creativity to be able to now bring our communities and support our communities going to the next level. Go ahead, I'm going to bring it back to you, my dear.
Going in. Yeah. As I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? And as we continue to peel away the layers of anger and fear, the layers of it, peel, we step into newness. You know, we peel away a layer and our vision changes the way we observe ourselves. You know, we peel away another layer and our listening is different. And we have to be willing to notice that there are layers of anger and layers of fear that we've wrapped all into one big ball of stuff, right? And so we've been peeling away, you know, since August, and we're coming, look, we're coming into the home stretch now. Ferguson, Missouri offered us that inquiry, and it'll be so interesting, so very interesting to see what Guyana has to offer us in the way of an inquiry for following 2017-2018 season. So make it a point to join us. If you don't want to travel, virtual is an option. Still register, pay, and let us know that you will be attending virtually. We've been doing virtual for quite a while now, and virtual is a, you know, it's a big part. Virtual attendance is a big part of the summit weekend, and you know, so don't let anything stop you from attending this year's summit. You know, you can do it right from your favorite chair in your house in front of your favorite television or your favorite computer monitor. Or you can get a group of people together and register as a group and attend the summit virtually. Full advantage of these resources that are being offered so that this conversation can become alive in your life. And those dry bones that have been laying around can be reactivated, you know, and, you know, just revitalize the vision that you once had. You know, it's like kicking the dust off of, you know, getting the cobwebs off of it. It's just like an old piece of art that you put away in your attic or your basement that you once loved just looking at it. That's what where our visions are sometimes. And we need to just pull them back up, dust them off, wipe them off, shine them up, you know, get rid of the fear around it, get rid of the anger because we tried something and it didn't work. You know, like let all of that stuff go and breathe new life into that vision that we were given by Spirit so that we can manifest it in our lives. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you've been listening to Glenn Greenwich from New York and Henrietta Bird from Chicago. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. Thank you for those who listen via archive, because the show is archived. So you can re-listen to it at any time you choose. Just go to blacksummit.org and click on April 18th, 2017. This show will be available in about 3 minutes. And we really appreciate you listening to us whenever it is that you listen to us. We're very thankful for your consciousness. And again, we invite you to join us in August. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to just add that if this is a called conversation, so if you're called, you hear something in this conversation, and you're not sure what it is, you're being called to this conversation. This conversation is not for everybody. This is a select few. If you hear it, it is for you. Act on it. The goods will be delivered in Guyana. So you really want to bring yourself to this conversation if you hear something for yourself and or for others. Because sometimes you'll hear something for your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews, your uncles, your cousins, your aunties. You know, encourage them. Have a conversation with them. Because this is about a global conversation for community empowerment through personal empowerment. And so we look at it from a personal level. If the individual is transformed, then the people around that individual will also get that transformation. Again, I'm going to go back to that, my quote. Change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. I love that intentionality by Dr. Wayne Dwyer. And it's been a mantra of mine. When I get stuck and I'm up against it and I can't see what to do next, I look through that lens and something always becomes available that I hadn't seen, known, considered prior to. And, you know, I'm discovering that in all walks of life. So it's not just the International Black Summit conversation, but I'm experienced a methodology called peer consultancy does something very, very similar to that for community development. So there are lots of different models out there. Don't get caught up with, well, the Black Summit is this and that. And this conversation lives in all different worlds, and all we're doing is accessing it through people of Black African descent. So that's our access point into community, into personal development, into community development, and we're about working with like-minded people. So again, we invite you to participate. We'd love for you to participate on whatever level is possible. Understand that we have three levels, youth, young adult, and adults. And so it's an opportunity to contribute to people around you. If you have family and friends in Guyana, then please make your way to there. Invite them to the conversation so that we can shift and be in a powerful space for 2017 to 2018. We love you. We thank you for this opportunity. Check out the website, www.blacksummit.org. We love you. We honor you. We embrace who you are as diversity, what you bring to the party. With that, peace, love, and blessings. Henrietta, any closing comments for you?
No. I'm complete. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Henrietta, for being my partner in this conversation. And we look forward to seeing you all in Guyana. Peace and blessings. Good night and God bless.
Good night. And you are welcome.